The nose knows more than we think it does. Studies have shown humans secrete the same chemical scents, called pheromones, that trigger things like aggression and mating in the animal kingdom. And what does that mean? Well, it means that by mixing the smells of lavender and pumpkin pie, researchers in Chicago were able to sexually arouse a test group of men, a test group of apparently very lonely, embarrassed men. It's private industry's job to try and cash in on scientific discoveries, which explains why a patent has been issued for a device that attaches to a TV, computer, or stereo. The sole purpose of this little gizmo is to generate odors that enhance what we see and hear on our TVs, computers, and stereos. It's the dawn of smell-o-vision, and it's only a matter of time until it produces a new, annoying form of environmental pollution. Someday soon, grocers will be spritzing supermarket aisles with chocolate-based fumes. Fumes that fill shoppers with a heroin-like craving for Cocoa Puffs. Airline industry scientists will discover that the combined smell of fruitcake and varnish make passengers actually want to stand in line for hours at ticket counters. We will be begging for flight delays. Fortunately, I'm going to miss out on this brave new environmentally manipulated world. I'm going to miss out because I'm one of about 3 million Americans who have no sense of smell. People like you, normal people, enjoy a symphony of 10,000 different odors. My world of smell is a one-note song. Eye-watering, sinus-scorching ammonia. The nasal equivalent of having ears that can only hear blood-curdling screams. As handicaps go, I admit I have a minor one. Ragged men don't stand on street corners mumbling, "Hey buddy, can you spare a dollar for a guy who's never smelled fresh-baked bread?" But being born without a sense of smell has very practical, very anxiety-producing implications. I've left chicken pot pies baking in the oven all night long. Cooked them. No, incinerated them until a neighbor stopped by to ask if my kitchen was on fire. Likewise, I can't tell if I've worn a suit 2 times or 20 times. I long ago accepted the fact that my nose can't distinguish a rose from roadkill. But after all these years, not being able to smell has suddenly developed a bright side. Ain't no company gonna manipulate my environment. I am totally immune to smell-o-vision. And better yet, no matter what those wacky test group scientists do, I will never, ever get sexually aroused by a piece of pumpkin pie.